The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews murmured about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And they said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and mother? And how can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Stop murmuring among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' And everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from the Father. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that comes down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus continues teaching us from the sixth chapter of John's Gospel. If you haven't been reading it lately, I suggest you read it at home. Because this is the chapter where Jesus tells us about the core of our Catholic faith. The core of the Catholic faith is Jesus Christ present in the Eucharist. For every one of us here, there will be some parts of our lives. The only place we are going to know Jesus is when we received him in Holy Communion. Maybe we don't like the priest, we don't like the people around us, but by God we know it's him. That's the basis for the Catholic Church. St. Peter's is going to get blown up someday. Everything else is going to fall apart. But what keeps us going, the center of our unity, is the fact that Jesus is alive among us in the Blessed Sacrament. And it's because of that presence that we can be who we are. Because Jesus is really among us. That's the center. So last week, Jesus told us about how to live. And he said, to live, you have to do the work of God. And he said, the work of God is this: you believe the one he has sent. That is your work, that is my work. If you can do that, and I can do that, we can do the rest of it. But we've got to believe him. We've got to believe Jesus and his way. For most of us, that's the biggest challenge. So he ended up last week saying that he was the bread of life. And this passage begins that those who were listening to him began murmuring. Now, I grew up with a gold medalist in murmuring in my family. One of my sisters could mutter under her breath and annoy my parents to no end. And then they'd say, "What did you say?" And very calmly she would say, "Nothing." The smart alecks like me, we would come back with a smart answer and we would get it. But she knew how to just play it right. I mention this about murmuring because for religious people, for people who come to church on a Sunday evening, the challenge for many of us is not outright rebellion, it's murmuring. And more than once in the gospel, Jesus catches us in our murmuring against him. What are we murmuring about? We're murmuring about the fact we don't like very often how his plan is working in our lives. Jesus tells us very clearly, in your life and mine, he will be Lord of all, or he will not be Lord at all. We have got to open all of our lives to him, all of our relationships, all of our past, all of our present. And in order for him to be Lord of our lives, he has to be Lord of it all. The difficulty at times is that his lordship means reigning from the cross. And part of his victory in your life and in my life at times mean it's through the cross that we carry. In our Catholic artwork, for centuries, you know, the image we had of Jesus was of Jesus holding us on his shoulders, the Good Shepherd. And then later on, we showed Jesus above the altar on the throne of glory. But with time, we also began to show him Jesus enthroned in glory in his mother's arms as a baby. Because God has so entrusted salvation to us that the salvation of the world was safe in his mother's arms, and that as an infant, Jesus ruled the world. We've also seen Jesus reign in glory from the crucifix. Many of the churches that we grew up in, huge crucifixes all over the altar to show us, even as we carry the cross, Jesus can reign in us. It may look like everything is defeated, but if we're faithful to him, we have faith in the one who he has sent, then we will see his victory in our lives. Now, St. Paul tells us that we have to watch so that we don't sin the Holy Spirit, because what begins a murmuring against God and his ways can lead to saddening of the Holy Spirit. How do we do that? We sadden him, he says, by our bitterness, our anger, our reviling, our shouting at one another. Let's start with bitterness. We get bitter when we are betrayed. We get bitter when we feel like we have been completely let down by God or somebody else. And very often we've got to make sure that we open that bitterness up to grace, and we open up the debt which is behind it, what has been owed us to God, and we give it to him. Because when we're betrayed, somebody has to pay. Now, the Lord says this very clearly through Romans. He says that when we are abused, that we respond in love, because God takes care of all vengeance. Vengeance is the Lord. God knows what he's doing. God knows how to take care of debts. And at times, in order to get rid of the bitterness, whatever the pain was originally, we've got to give that debt to the Lord so he can take care of it, so we won't continue to be burdened by it. Because as we all know, bitterness can be very attractive. We can go over it again and again and again. At the center of our Eucharist this evening, two things happen. I will invoke the Holy Spirit on the bread and wine, and I'll speak Jesus' words over the bread and wine. And through the Holy Spirit and through that word, they change. We all believe that here. Throughout our history, at different times, there have been Eucharistic miracles to show us what St. Augustine preached 1,600 years ago. Jesus who was born of the Virgin Mary, Jesus who died on the cross, that's the Jesus who's on the altar. And at times, there have been Eucharistic miracles when at the fraction, when the host has been broken, there are drops of blood. Occasionally, when people are doubting, that has been seen very occasionally. Or at times, at the time of St. Louis the King in France, in a village at Mass, when the priest held up the host, all the people in the church saw the infant Christ there. And the king was asked afterwards, what do you think about that? And he says, I don't think about that. Whether it happened or not, I don't care. I know Jesus is in the Blessed Sacrament. Jesus comes to us through the Blessed Sacrament, and he comes through his word and through the Holy Spirit, which completely changed the bread and wine. It's also a sign to us what he is doing all the time. He is giving us his holy word. When we read the scriptures, he speaks his word through one another, and he's pouring his Holy Spirit of new life upon us. The bread and wine receive it completely, and so they are changed. If you and I will let go of our murmuring, our unbelief, and put our faith in Jesus, the Holy Spirit can flow through us, and the word of God can transform. The first reading, the Lord says to Elijah, take and eat, else the journey will be too long for you. So he took the hearth cake and the jug. The Lord says to us at his table, take and eat, else the journey will be too long for us. On Friday in London, at the end of the women's final 5,000 meter, one of the runners from Ethiopia, Mesmerit before is her name. She crossed the line first. From her bib, she pulled out a cloth image showing Mary and Jesus. She kissed it and then fell to her knees, weeping. She had begun her race with the sign of the cross, doing what she did in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. The journey was not too long for her because she ran it in faith. The journey will not be too long for us if we run it in faith. You have the faith, give it to Jesus this week, and he'll give us victory.